It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane podcast. And today we want to talk about Joe Biden's big mistake. Shane, it's hard to classify Biden's big mistakes because Afghanistan, the border, you know, the list is pretty long of Biden mistakes. So it's not easy to do that. Before we get started, we need to remind you, excuse me, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, and leave a comment because, well, they like that kind of stuff. So, all right. Well, we Biden's big mistake. We had this prisoner swap with the Russians, Shane. Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan are still in the Brittany's home. Paul is serving a 16-year sentence for espionage. Brittany had some dope on her, some CDC oil, and got nabbed at the airport. And they traded her for arms dealer Victor Bott. So what do you think? This good deal? Not a good deal. A minor dope offense for a arms dealer that creates havoc all over the Africa and the Middle East?
Well, I think the hard reality is whenever we pick a subject like this and we go research it, which we do, because if we don't, we're not going to have much of many people listening. But this one's an interesting one. Yes, this is the continuation of the Biden Democrat donkey show. And the tough thing about this is the choice. And we've heard it all across the news because, you know, it was 24/7. Still sometimes is, but I just want to go into a couple of things that I thought that I found that were rather amazing that might shine a light on a lot of this. And that is her wife, Gloria Johnson. You know, their personal life started back in 2014 when they announced they were engaged. And then on April 22nd, 2015, they were arrested for physically attacking each other after the police broke up a fight between the two of them in their Goodyear, Arizona home. Mm. Both of them sustained, you know, minor injuries for the incident. They stayed together, of course, and married in May 8, 2015. So it's sort of interesting because it was announced on June 4th, 2015, Johnson was pregnant and that she would miss the 2015 WNBA season. Then one day later, Griner filed for an annulment, which was rejected, of their marriage. And Johnson gave birth to twins on October 15th, 16 weeks premature. The twins were conceived by intravenous treatment using her eggs and a sperm donor. Their divorce was finalized in June 2016. What? Yeah. Really? They're divorced? No one mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then this is the good part. So, you know, she goes to Russia. Well, interestingly enough, her wife, from 2012 to 2015, played three off seasons in Russia for two different teams, Kata, Volga, and I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, you can't pronounce it. Nobody can pronounce anything in Russia.
You know, here her wife is often playing basketball, you know, in the Russian league for, you know, 2 years or 3 years. And then as of November 16th, she signed, Johnson, her wife, with the, you're going to love this, Xinjiang Tiashan Deers of the Women's Chinese Basketball Association for 2015-17 in the offseason. So strangely enough, both of these women have ties to both China and Russia.
Yeah,
I mean, where nobody brings any of this up. And
I know.
Then, of course, continues. Johnson in 2018, August, went to Turkey and signed with the Hatay Basketball League, whatever, in Turkey. and for 2018-19 in the off season. So they're apart a lot of the time. They're together. They have twins. They separate. They're divorced. They're annulled. They get in a fight. They get arrested. And, you know, the media makes them all out to be victims.
Yeah.
And, boy, I don't know. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, it's easier for me to say leave them there, you know, because it's not me doing it. yeah, stay in a Russian prison. Why don't you? You know, leave her there. But to trade her for an arms dealer, I don't know, Shane. That's a stretch. I mean, that's a big, big stretch to do that.
Well, it not only that, but you know where the swap took place. You know, Emirates, right? And of course, with private jets, of course.
Of course,
and
yeah.
It's just one of these things that, you know, when will we revisit this guy? Yeah. I mean, when will his name appear again? Of course it will.
Yeah.
And again, it gets back to this whole Biden donkey show with his son in Russia, you know, and you would think with the influence peddling that we're now aware of that's real, that Biden shouldn't have any trouble getting people that are there, including this military gentleman. I mean, how does a former U.S. Marine still remain in Russia is incredible. And the most interesting thing about this is the previous administration got people released, the Americans that were, you know, interned in other countries around the world, you know, dozens of them for nothing. He just played the hard card and got the job done. You know, Biden had nothing to do with this, so this was...
Yeah, no, it was... It's wrong to say it was his big mistake. And, I'm sure he didn't probably know who either one of them are.
It's someone you know, they're your State Department, and of course, those brilliant guys at the CIA and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, those guys there, yeah.
They all get it right. And so here we are, you know, 7 minutes into a podcast talking about, you know... An arrested basketball player, you know, that's been in and out of a relationship.
Who's domestically violent, apparently.
Yeah, and then it goes back to Biden coming out to make the announcement with her ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know, standing next to him, which they represent on TV as her wife.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't know, man. Well, it goes to me,
yeah.
Well, part of this goes to show the incompetence of mainstream media, for one thing, not to, you know, obviously they want to protect Biden, so they want to make him look good. So anything negative, they probably paid her to be there.
Well, this is the whole thing. Her ex-wife, mother of twins or whatever. Yeah. Obviously, we're known to the Russians. I mean, nobody goes to Russia from America and aren't constantly followed and videoed and listened to. So it's one of these, you know, things about she knew, nobody brings it up. And here's why. she knows from Gloria, from Glory, that what the rules are in Russia.
Sure,
because she's been there and back, and she knows what it's like. Because they've obviously talked about it and Zoomed or talked or whatever, Facebook each other while she was there, and so she knew how tight and regulated Russia was. And everybody says, "Oh, well, she probably didn't know." Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. Let's believe that. Now you have no reason to believe it. It's a circus. It's just
for sure. Yeah,
three ring circus. You've got the. Yeah. You know, one ring is his family. The other ring on Biden's left is his son. And then, of course, he's in the middle. And, you know, everything that he touches is a donkey show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, originally, there was a two-for-two swap planned. They wanted to get Russian General Vadim Krasikov out of Germany. But the Germans reneged on that deal. So they had to pick one or the other. And as we talked about, Shane, on our Saturday radio show, that Whalen, the Marine veteran, 16 years prison sentence for espionage, which is, we think, a bogus charge, but whatever. He doesn't check any of the boxes. He's not gay. No. He's not black. He's not, you know,
a sports person.
Yeah, he's not a personality.
He's not
of any
a woke
kind.
Person.
Yeah,
you
he's
know,
not a, yeah.
She doesn't and, want the flag or the national anthem play the games that she plays at. And,
yeah, so, you know, yeah, she's the female Colin Kaepernick, I guess. Well, there's some debate whether she's female or not, but that's a whole nother story for another show, maybe, but I don't care, you know, but still, you know, if they brought Whalen home, oh my God, the Democrats would have been apoplectic. Oh, racist, you know, white over black, gay over straight. Oh my God. I think Biden had no choice but to bring her home as opposed to Paul Griner. So,
well, yeah, when you look at pictures of her, particularly in her uniform, it's hard to believe that she's because, well, she's 6'9".
Yeah.
And she weighs 205 pounds or something.
Yeah.
So, of course, Glory, you know, she's a biggie too, right? I mean, she looks more like a woman when you look at her.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And she's 6'3" and 170 pounds. So I can't imagine being police that were breaking up their fight. First
yeah, I know. That must have been some, that must have been some brawl.
Yeah. And the thing I get the biggest kick out is that Mariposa County. I mean, like, of course, of all places that they live, which is where Goodyear, Arizona is. You know, it's a suburb of Phoenix. It's about 85,000 people. But all these factors you you put together and you say to yourself, is this reasonable to talk about on our podcast? And I have to say yes, because, you know, in 12 minutes, we've covered all the aspects of this whole story. No one else has.
Yeah. No well, one not else that I've heard. Has. Not that I've heard anywhere that we monitor
none of it. Yeah.
You know, we got to monitor the newscasts, and I haven't. I didn't hear about the German swap deal anywhere.
No.
And well, the other thing we've got to talk
and
about
them being
Shane,
arrested. I mean,
yeah. Well, that too. You know.
Have,
yeah. No
they
history
both have
on
a record.
I mean,
of course. How do you, you know, now go back and go, well, you know, she's not such an innocent.
Yeah,
and I know I'm repeating to myself, and her ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, you know, whatever, you know, played in China, played in Russia. So I mean, it's not like she wasn't. Even the whole thing of arresting her, you know, this is one of these issues too. I think I wanted to maybe bring it up because I think it has some reasonableness, and that is you got to be careful when you travel to foreign countries. You got to know the laws, and the reason is you don't want to run the risk of someone planting. I mean,
well, yeah.
I mean, the Russians, they kill people, you know, with radium.
Oh, sure.
You know, they imprison people for life and steal their assets and all these things. They're, you know, their secret services basically do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not necessarily unreasonable to assume that they didn't set her up. They easily could, but of course she copped to it. I guess her lawyers in Russia told her, "Oh, go throw yourself at the mercy of the court." Well, that was really stupid. Yeah. I mean, the first thing I would have done if I was her, say it's not mine. Someone planted it. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. Well, even if that were true, you still have it on your person, so it doesn't go anywhere. So yeah, I was wondering about that too. Was she set up? I mean, you know, I was looking through social media, and I couldn't find her personal page. You know, maybe name something else. But
that wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah. You know, domestic goddess or something like that. I don't know. But I'm wondering if she had talked about CBC oil and using it for, you know, sprains or muscle things or whatever. And they would assume maybe she might have this on her person because, you know, whatever they brought out, it doesn't say marijuana lace CDC on the label, you know. THC blank blank, you know, in big letters. So I'm thinking, you know, that maybe, you know, I'm speculating here. It's, you know, because I can do that because hell, who cares?
No, I don't disagree with you at all. I think the other problem that I have is with all the issues for the last 20 years regarding drugs and sports, personal and particularly Olympic.
Yeah.
With the challenges the Russians have suffered because of their use of drugs in sports.
Oh, yeah.
And all these related stories we've dealt with, you and I, for 10, 15 years.
Sure.
And talked about. It's inconceivable to me that someone with that exposure would take any kind of risk like this. I know. It's just, again, it goes back to that whole litany of personal responsibility. And on top of that, the interesting aspect of this is the sentence she got
for 9 years. Russia,
yeah.
9 years.
Yeah. That's really a stiff one. I mean,
yeah.
For something like this, you would have thought that your government would have gone into this prior to the court case, prior to the judgment, prior to the sentencing, and dealt with this. But it's a circus, my friend, and we get to talk about it because we have to see it.
Amen to that. Well, even the left-wing Washington Post kind of condemned this deal, and many Democrats weren't happy with it either. And, you know, the Washington Post wrote an article on it that they felt it was not a fair exchange and that Putin took advantage of Biden. And, you know, we just talked about, did race play a part in this? I don't think you can deny any way, shape, or form that race wasn't all over this, you know, because the Democrats need something. Putin needs a victory because things aren't going well in Ukraine. So this gives him a face-saving thing with his people. I'm sure they don't call Victor a arms dealer in Russia. He's probably a munitions
analyst.
Analyst or something like that. Yeah, he's the Fauci of of Russia, maybe protector of the homeland. You know, so but yeah, I don't think you can deny race is all over this thing.
Another thing that needs to be, I think, considered too, is this relationship between Biden and Putin. You know, the interesting aspect about all of this is that within 48 hours of this release and coming back, you know, the media was all over, you know, one for one or nothing, and making Russia sound like they're the, you know, devil incarnate, which they are. What they're doing to Ukraine is horrific. But what the point I was trying to drive home is that they immediately came out and said, oh, no, we're prepared to, you know, negotiate for other prisoner swaps.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Interesting. You know, second of all, the other thing I didn't know and thought I would was what were the discussions about the U.S. involvement in Ukraine in regards to this exchange?
Yeah.
I would like you would think. Somehow that may have come up at the in the conversation.
Well, you'd think so.
If you're not going to stop, you know, supporting Ukraine, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
So Putin doesn't care what anyone thinks. You know, he's this Napoleonic Hitler complex kind of guy.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein type of guy. And
he didn't care what people think, but he would throw this out there as a victory to the people and say, you know, yeah, I'm the you know, great guy and whatever. Well, the other thing, you know, what happens to Paul Whelan? Now, even if they had exchanged Whelan for this arms dealer, that wouldn't have changed anything. The arms dealer's still out there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he's still on Russian soil and free to, you know, roam the world and arm anybody he wants to. And why not? You know, so.
Oh, come on, Tom. We both know here, knock on the door, follow the money. You know, what comes in the bag for me? Mm-hmm. Putin picked this guy Boot because he knows the guy's got hundreds of millions or billions stashed somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
And he paid Putin something not to go to Russia. Mm-hmm. He paid Putin something to go some country in the Middle East. Yeah. And you know that's where that's at. I mean, that's just where that's at.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can make a deal with Putin about where this guy's going to sell arms or who he's going to supply to. I mean,
no, but I'm talking about Putin got 100 million or something from this guy, or, you know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. You know.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm sure he got something. You know, for, yeah. You know, thank you. Some yeah. thank you money.
It was a tip. You know, yeah, it was a yeah. tip on the way out the door.
Yeah, yeah right. So.
Well, someone has to pay for the circus seats because no one else is watching. Well, like women's basketball, you know, when you look at the now, I did a brief review of the Women's Basketball Association in your country and around the world. And it's regrettable, but no one watches it. No one goes to it. You know, they have had some television coverage when they first all started up, you know, in different countries because they are a league around the world.
Yeah,
but there's no women's basketball in the Olympics, and probably because of the drug issue it would create, right?
Well, probably, yeah. Well, you also got to do some genetic testing too. So.
Well, that's the other
that's
problem.
Because, other, you know, maybe a whole other thing.
The Olympics have set a precedent about, you know, transgenders.
Yeah, they're going to relax that deal.
Well, they'll have to. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You'll see swimming change a lot in the next 14, 15 years of Olympics. So,
I don't know. I think the first thing the Republicans are going to do is pass some laws about that, and then how do the Democrats in the Senate deny that? Because it just. Yeah. It's wrong. It's just, it's not just a political issue. It's just a moral one. It's just wrong.
Well, I mean, they don't care, Shane. They don't care.
Yeah, but it gets back to, again, we talked about this a number of years ago with the issue in, what was it, North Carolina about, you know, or South, wherever it was, Georgia, you know, over this, and they canceled the playoffs or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta. Yeah, they
You know, transgenderism, great. But have your own league, like, you know, in professional sports. It's segregated, and you know, let them play with the themselves. But they won't, and we both know why. Because there aren't enough of them. That's why they're just aren't.
Well, there's
enough.
Not enough of them right now. But like the swimmer who couldn't make it in the men's swimming. Is now number one in the women's swimming. So he was rated number one in the
women's. No, he's not. I mean,
he was rated number one in the women's.
He is by rules he's not following. So how can you call him rated anything? He can't be rated. You can't rate this guy. It's not fair.
It may not be fair, but he's rated number one in the women's swimming. So whether you like it or he is.
The thing about it is it makes a joke about it. It makes a joke about women swimming.
Well, it does. You know,
the hours parents put in any sport, hours. We're talking, aside from working, caring for the family, their social life, their personal life. I had a daughter that was in the most competitive sport in the world and the only one that men and women compete equally. And, you know, I can tell you, it was an easy 4 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
24/7, you know, 12 months a year, 4 hours a day of driving just for her sports effort. And so, yeah, parents are, why do this? Why am I going to have my daughter do all this, make this effort, and then be competing with men? Like, it's not fair to anyone. So they're going to do all this to go in to come in second.
Yeah,
you know
that's what's going to happen. It's already happening.
You're right. It is.
And it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well,
that's
clearly,
what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that swimming is going to change. I don't think gymnastics will change because they have different routines. you know, on gymnastics at the level, the women are almost competing muscularly with the things they do in gymnastics as men do. But the men are more strict.
You get back to the Olympic issue. They've already set a precedent about.
Oh, they have. Yeah. The weightlifter, the genetic whatever weightlifter has said, yeah, come on in. So why not?
Anyway, this is unfortunately not a policy issue. It's a publicity issue we're talking about today. And we're not meaning to bore anyone by it. We're just saying the original story wasn't told.
Yeah.
And so someone has to go on the record. So 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, we're on the record with the real story about this.
There you go.
There you go. That's
as good as it gets. All right. Let me remind you, we're on radio every Saturday. You can hear us anywhere in the world. We're on 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. All you got to do is click listen now and nothing to join. No signups, no personal information of any kind needed. You don't need any kind of password or anything to listen to us. All you got to do is go over and click listen now at KMMSAM.com. And if you missed any of our past shows, they're also on KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast over there, and you'll get to hear this podcast and all of our other podcasts, and also all of our radio shows. Over 10,000 downloads of our shows. So we really appreciate you guys doing that. And of course, as always, don't forget to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button in the lower right hand corner. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what time zone you're in. That's the best deal right there. Is you got to subscribe, ring the notification bell. Like us, leave a comment because, YouTube, Facebook, they all like that. They give us extra points if people comment and all of that stuff. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We appreciate all of you being with us. Thanks so much for watching, and we will see you on Thursday with our next podcast.